USA News. I'm Lou Flores. The Senate is approving a $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government in 2023. Vermont Senator Pat Leahy announced the vote.
The yeas are 68. The nays are 29. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of the motion, he is agreed to.
Senators passed the omnibus measure today ahead of Friday's deadline. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it's a win for American families, workers, and national defense.
A lot of hard work, a lot of compromise, but we funded the government with an aggressive investment in American families, American workers, American national defense.
The bill now heads to the House. The legislation includes $858 billion in defense funding, along with a $45 billion in emergency assistance to Ukraine and NATO allies. New York Congressman-elect George Santos will be addressing recent reports that claim he lied about his credentials. The Long Island Republican took to Twitter, writing to 3rd District residents saying he has a story to tell and it will be told next week. He wanted to assure everyone that he'll address questions and he remains committed to delivering the results he campaigned on. Calls have been growing for Santos to resign after the New York Times revealed he allegedly lied about his jobs at Citigroup and Goldman Sachs, and also fabricated when he went to school at NYU. Robert Zimmerman, the Democrat the congressman-elect defeated in November, has been calling for an investigation into whether Santos lied on his financial disclosure forms. A major winter storm hitting most of the country is disrupting holiday travel. Thursday saw about 10,000 U.S. flight delays and more than 2,500 cancellations, according to FlightAware. The impacts were felt hardest in cities like Denver and Chicago, where hours-long delays were caused by snow and ice. Over 2,000 flights for Friday have already been canceled. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
There are a few hundred injuries after hundreds of passengers were evacuated from a New York ferry due to a fire. It happened during Thursday evening's commute.
We had a total of 5 injuries. 3 people were transported to the hospital. All were minor injuries. There were approximately 868 people on board and then an additional 16 crew members.
First responders say the blaze that was eventually put out started in the engine room as the ferry was headed from Manhattan to Staten Island. Passengers were seen leaving the ferry with life jackets. YouTube will be the new home of the NFL's Sunday Ticket package. The league and Google announced a multi-year agreement that makes YouTube TV the exclusive carrier of the subscription package. The Wall Street Journal reports the deal is worth about $2 billion a year for 7 years. Sunday Ticket will be available as an add-on for YouTube TV subscribers or as a standalone subscription via YouTube primetime channels. Fans will be able to watch games not aired locally on CBS and Fox with a subscription. The Jacksonville Jaguars defense allowed just a field goal as they rolled to a 19-3 win over the New York Jets on Thursday Night Football in East Rutherford. Quarterback Trevor Lawrence threw for 229 yards and also ran for 51 yards and a touchdown. The Jags have won 3 straight to improve to 7-8. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state has bused more than 15,000 migrants to Democratic cities across the country. Migrants have been bused to Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, and Philadelphia since April. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.